that time. How do I describe you? Let me count the adjectives. Two most important words, caring and passionate. Caring for people, family, extended family, friends, those who are here, those who are not here, students from Birmingham High School and Pierce College. Caring for his tomatoes, growing them, eating them. His roses, when do you turn them down? When do you cut them? And then at the end, all the months before, looking at trees as if he had never seen those trees before. His eating rituals, care for that. Those varieties of cereals that went into that bowl every morning. But only one variety of ice cream, vanilla, and out of a half gallon. So we have caring. And then we have passionate. Passionate about the arts, music, Dvorak cello concerto, a Brahms violin concerto. The arts, the first time I met Max, on his walls was a Picasso, and then a little wall. Nothing too modern, but yet modern enough. And then the theater was very important. Not the theater of the absurd, who understands that anyway, but the theater of Ibsen, of Shakespeare, of Bernard Shaw. And then his passion for travel, as the rabbi has told you, and it was adventurous always, but what was more important, meeting the people, and that's what we did for years and years. And sports, my God, if the body didn't move, what would happen? His love for playing tennis. Even holding the racket was important. And golf, years ago for both of us. And who can not forget a fire in the fireplace? No matter how hot it was outside. And then learning, of course, teaching. And as the rabbi said, when people asked him, what did you teach? It was never English or journalism or anything like reading. It was always people, people. So that was learning, and that was, of course, poetry, of course, the important thing to him, creating memorable phrases, sentences, into one exciting metaphor that extended through every poem. And then toward the end, you start writing little poems, just a word, a phrase, perhaps a sentence. And then I'd like to read a couple of those. Is called Lifeguard. Sunny day at the beach, cresting waves, lungs full, exhaling, bands of foam along the shore. Dark night, quiet water, and the gasp of a lone wave dying on the shore. Eyes closed to escape, to hear again. The ocean breathing. And a little poem. Vacation, maybe. Luscious sandwich days with thick wedges of clear sunshine between soft slices of night and morning fog. A little poem. We'll all miss that caring, that passionate. And his influence was so great, and you'll hear from the students later, but one of the students who could not be here, she lives in Richard in Riverside, wrote a poem, and I'd like to read it because she will not be here to read it. She's a published poem. Her name is Rowena Silver. She entitled this Requiem for a Hero for Max. I see you clearly back in the peeling classroom at Birmingham High, spilling your love of words all over the room so that some stuck to everyone, so that all our lives, those of us who paid attention, who could recognize the radiance, were nested in words, nestled in the safety of ideas and dreams. I always wanted you safe, wanted the ravages of age to escape you, wanted you to play tennis, but only when you're a cardiologist. Wanted you to fly your magic carpet of righteous indignation and cosmic caring with a seatbelt. Wanted everybody to know that here was a man completely alive and wise and completely kind. I'm greedy. I wanted you to have more than 91 years. Wanted you here or there on the hill, as you were almost all my life, always my teacher, my mentor, my friend. But time is not kind, even for heroes, even for me with a heart as big as yours. I know that now you are completely secure, safe in the minds and hearts of everyone blessed enough to know your soul as you love and write harmonically, beautifully, in a new world symphony.